Century 21 agents are high-tech, gadget-packing problem solvers with an appetite for getting things done. Call one today. Century 21. Smarter, bolder, faster.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
People that talk in metaphors ought to shampoo my crotch.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as
Rockefeller. Jack Nicholson.
Go funny and a good golfer.
Oh, that's Nicholas.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I knew that. I was trying to be funny. Didn't work. Good afternoon and welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. Folks, the oppressive, muggy heat is over. Temporarily. Through this week and through Mother's Day weekend, it looks fantastic. So there's the good news.
It was like mid-July this weekend.
I just walked in here, and on the console, they've put out, I guess this is a bio about Marvin Kilroy, the guy that's going to...
Martin Kilcoin.
What is it?
Kilcoin.
Who's going to be on... He's going to open for us, essentially.
Oh, opening act.
From noon to three. I'll read it to everybody. Martin Kornfeld joins the Big 550...
Kilcoin.
Joins Big 550 KTRS. KTRS announces the addition of Marlon Kilcoin to the to the airwaves from noon... You know, this bit's getting old already.
Yeah.
I guess I'll just call him by his right name. To the airwaves from noon to three, beginning Monday, May 14th. It's a week from today.
Wow.
Here's a quote from Martin. He says, quote, "I'm thrilled to have an opportunity like this." Let me stop. You can tell he's never worked here before.
No.
I am thrilled to have an opportunity like this. I'm a sports guy, but I love to talk about all things. The plan is to have a show that St. Louis will find lively, topical, and fresh. I'm not Ted Koppel, but I'm also not Ted Baxter. Now, is that an example of his humor?
Oh, boy.
I didn't hear anybody laughing. I didn't hear one laugh.
Hey, I'm not Ted Koppel.
But I'm also not Ted Baxter.
Yeah.
You know why? We'll probably get it later. It'll hit us on the way home.
Yeah.
Martin is well known as the sports director at KTVI. Fox 2 was most recently on the air. Yeah. That says he's on TV.
Huh. How do you...
That's weird.
How do you work on television and radio at the same time?
I've never heard of such a thing. Was most recently on the air at KNFS or something. I don't know what that is. A five-time Emmy Award winner.
Whoa!
What?
We've never had one Emmy.
Wow. That's huge.
And by the way, it means nothing. Okay. I do have an Emmy. It's worthless. He was raised in Glendale, Missouri, attended CBC High School and Marquette University in Milwaukee. Martin is a proven broadcaster. Both in television and radio, and KTRS looks forward to bringing his personality, wit, and opinions to the airwaves, says Mike Dorsey, general manager and partner of KTRS. There you have it.
Wow.
I'm going to call him probably tomorrow, and we'll get him in here Thursday, and we'll put him through the paces. We'll rake him over the coals. It's like a hazing / welcoming.
Yeah.
We'll see if he's got what it takes, if he's got the right stuff to be on before us. So I will call and see what time he wants to come in Thursday. And Martin, if you're listening and you think for a minute you're going to come sit in with us for the whole show, wrong, my friend. You might get part of an hour because we don't know you yet. We don't even know if you're any good or if you're bad or if you're in between, but the world will find out starting a week from today. This is supposed to be a fun/funny show, but I have to address something today because I have not been on the air since we found out about the death of Craig Cornett. Now, For those of you listening who don't know who Craig Cornett was, anything about him, you think, I'm not interested in this. You may want to stay tuned, because I think you should be interested in this, because there's some huge lessons here to be learned, and maybe something you personally can relate to. Now, before I get started, I want to say that Tina Dalpiez, I found out, you know, 20 minutes ago, 30 minutes ago, is not going to be in today. She's having... I know. I don't know. How will we go on?
What?
She's having extensive work done. As you know, she was born... She has a genetically bad mouth. She was just born with all kinds of problems. She had a root canal.
Not an all bad mouth, just...
Well, no, you're right. There's some good things about it. But in the teeth department, right. She's having some issues and lots of extensive work, and she was on the way here and just so sick that she called me and said, I have to turn around. And I said, okay, you're fired. That's what I told her.
Oh, boy.
And I may reconsider and hire her back. I don't know. I'll think about it.
I think you should.
So she's not here. Now, I don't really know where to start, except Thursday, I get the first call from Dan, then I got a call from Peon. They said Craig Cornett is dead. Craig Cornett was 46 years old. He, for many years, was the morning show guy at the Bull. And he had worked at a few other stations, I think, down south for a while. And he also was at Y98 as the production director, head of production, and was a master at it. There are three people that I can think of, and if you don't know what production means, it's the guy who is stuck in a production studio all day, putting together everything you hear pretty much on the station, news stingers and sounds and jingles, and incorporating those jingles into promos for the station, and a good one. Is not good enough. If the station really sounds good, they have a great one, and he was a great one. He and Terry Fox and a guy named, went by the name of Casey Van Allen, are probably the three best production people that I have ever known in this business. So I immediately go to see the news clip, and I see Mike Bush on Channel 5. The first news that I get that's official about it is Mike Bush wrongly stating that he worked at WIL Radio, which he did not. And I say to Mike, if you came back later and said, "Oops, you know, we screwed up," then okay. If you didn't, you should. And if somebody wrote that for you, they should probably be fired, because anybody who knows anything about radio here knows he was at the Bull, not WIL. But those people read whatever's written for them, I think. And that kind of ticked me off a little bit, just because of the circumstances and because I knew this guy. He wasn't my best friend, but I knew him. And I was somebody that he had called on several occasions when he needed some advice or whatever. We'll get into that later, because there's some other things that have got me really burned up about this. I spent 3 hours this morning on the phone with the St. Charles County Sheriff's Department, with the St. Charles County Prosecutor's Office, with City Court, and with Craig's attorney. 3 hours. And I got a lot of really good information for you. And again, even if you didn't know him, there's a lesson for all of us here. I also saw that, I think 2 days ago in the Post-Dispatch, and I read it online at STL Today, a reporter had interviewed an FM disc jockey, who I won't name, about Craig. And one of the things he said was, well, he had a temper.
What?
Why would you, when a man is dead, when a man has had insurmountable issues and problems, maybe some he brought on himself, maybe not, but the point is, it's pretty apparent that it drove him to take himself out at 46. Why would you say, as part of the interview, well, he had a temper? That has nothing to do with this story that you're doing. Now, regarding the temper, Craig Cornett, in December of 2010, had an altercation at a casino, Ameristar Casino parking lot. And he hit a guy, and the guy was considerably older than Craig. And Craig told me, and I believed him, because he laid the whole thing out and how it happened, that it was self-defense. There is a site, a website, that people inside radio and TV frequent that I have seen several times, and I try to stay away from it because I consider it a hate board, a hate site for disgruntled either has-beens or never-wers in the radio business who like to just tear people up, and it makes them feel better. There are people, and unfortunately it's lots of people, who take great delight in seeing that somebody has fallen from a job, from a marriage, has had a misstep, has made a mistake, is in trouble. They love it. It makes them feel better about themselves. And I remember when I do go to this site, it's usually because something in radio or TV has happened, and I want to go there either to laugh at the morons who say things, they have no idea what they're talking about, or knowing that I might get mad at people who post as cowards and say things about people in radio and TV that they don't even know, and they don't know all the facts. And I remember going there and reading messages and posts. Yeah, well, the real, now we see the real Craig Cornett. You know, you should, hope you go to jail, you loser. I'm paraphrasing, but they were really hateful. And, you know, I always knew this guy was going to someday blow. And he said, way to go, picking on an old man. And I will say to anybody, all of you, whether you knew this, whether you knew Craig Cornett or not, when you publicly and cowardly stab somebody, let's think of each little remark as a stab. You stab him. And then somebody stabs him again. What a loser. Two ex-wives. Can't even keep a marriage together. Ooh, another jab. Another jab. I really do believe that all of you together collectively, in a way, are somewhat responsible for what happened to this guy. Whether you agree with that or not, it doesn't help a person who is at the bottom of the bottom to read that there are people out there saying horrible, nasty things when they weren't there. They weren't in that parking garage. They really don't know what happened. They just know that he was charged. He was arrested. And he was. And he did hit the guy. And the guy was older than he was. But here's what I found out after a lot of time on the phone today and talking to people who do know. For all of you who painted him as some sort of monster in a rage, just deciding to pick a fight and beat up an old man, a couple of things you need to know. I spoke with somebody today who saw the video, and I'm in the process of having the video sent to me, the surveillance video from the parking garage. But I talked to somebody who had seen it, and this person said to me, it is very clear to me from watching the video that the older man swung at Craig first. Didn't hit him, swung at him. Craig was younger, he ducked the punch, and then he popped this guy, which I think I would have done if I were in the shape Craig was in. He was a good shape, good-looking guy. So the word gets out that he's been... Now when somebody like this old man gets hit, and I don't know the old guy, I do know that the end of this was all put to bed and done a little over a year ago, February 2011, and it ended this way. Craig Cornett pled guilty to a misdemeanor assault charge. There was a small fine. There was no probation. There's no trial. He wasn't going to jail. And I know why he pled guilty. He pled guilty on the advice of his attorney, and I think any attorney would say to you, here are your choices. You can let this run its course. You can have it go to trial. You can incur the expense of legal fees and take the slight risk, depending on who the other attorney is, that you might get charged with felony assault and maybe do jail time. And the reason I say that is whether somebody else swings first or not, you all know how this works. A good attorney is worth his weight in gold, because a good attorney could come in and say, well, the video doesn't show the whole story, doesn't tell the whole story. They could also say, he didn't hit Craig Cornett. He didn't touch him. which is true. He didn't. He swung at him. Craig ducked the punch. But a good attorney would say, so the first blow was from Craig Cornett. True. And depending on how good you are at what you do, you paint a picture of a guy who's now not guilty of a misdemeanor, but guilty of a felony. That's a chance you take. That's the risk you take. So I get pleading guilty. And the other thing to keep in mind is the judge was certainly well aware of all the evidence there was and everything. You think the judge would have just said, here, pay this fine, misdemeanor, free to go, no probation, no jail time. If it had really been something horrible, and if Craig Cornett had, you know, intentionally sought this guy out and started this thing. This is Craig Cornett we'll use today as a symbol that I hope everybody, you maybe in your life you have been accused of something you didn't do, or maybe you did something, but the rest of the world doesn't know why you did it or what drove you to it. Here's a guy with four kids, two ex-wives, lost his job, had a great paying job, was given the impression by the radio industry that he was really on his way and doing well, and then fired. So you have no job, you have two ex-wives, you have four kids, you have this assault thing going on, and you are in the darkest, deepest hole you've ever been in. And that's a horrible, horrible place to be. And I just am tired of people. And maybe it's this way in every business. Maybe it's this way in the insurance business. Maybe it's this way in the construction business. I don't know. But the radio and TV business seems to be a nasty, nasty, mean-spirited business that loves to see bad things happen to people who are doing better than they're doing. And that's a sad state of affairs. I talked to Craig Cornett a few weeks ago, and then I talked to him again. And the first time I talked to him, we were on the phone for about an hour. He called me. I didn't even know who I was talking to. He was absolutely unrecognizable. He was so heavily medicated, either self-medicated or doctor's prescriptions, and he kind of went into all. I said, what are you on? What are you taking? And he went through this whole litany of things and these people, these doctors. His life was just a black hole. He wanted to go back in the military. He had been in the military, and I think a captain. And he had been working with somebody who was going to help him get back in. And by the way, a great idea. Get away from it all. Get away from the ex-wives. Get away from the no job. Get away from this assault thing. And start over and get back in the service. I don't think that ever materialized. And I think that was another thing that just pushed him further down. He thought that he could get back in the service and do some good. And I don't think it happened. And I know that one of the people I talked to this morning got an email from him not too long ago, and he signed it, Captain Craig Cornett, which is sad, because that's an indication to me that in his mind, he was back in the service. And I never read anything anywhere that said at the time of his death he had reenlisted. I don't think that happened. So I guess my point is, you know, before you trash talk people, before you go, well, good, hope he gets what he deserves, we got to stop that. We got to stop this jealous, hateful. I've read stuff about me, and I just, honest to goodness, where did this come from? This is from somebody, you know, these people that post these things, these cowards. And I've seen, and I've said before, I don't think the St. Louis Post-Dispatch should allow readers to post comments after a news story. They're cowards. Yeah, well, I hope he gets what he deserves. Well, good for the police, and throw the book at him. What purpose does that serve? I don't think it should. There's no law that says you have to allow cowardly anonymous people to post comments about things they know nothing about. We weren't in this guy's head. He's 46, and he's dead, and he leaves four kids. And it's just sad. Did some of it... was it his own doing? Did he bring it on himself? Probably. Probably. But still, that's it. I feel better. I've not heard or seen anybody who stepped up and said, let's stop just trying. our best to humiliate and degrade everybody who does something that maybe wasn't right. You don't know. You don't know what's in people's heads. And you know, Peon the other day said to me, he said, how can somebody do that? How can he take himself out and leave kids and dump all this on other people? And I said, well, you're 33, 33 or 34. I can't remember.
34.
Yeah. Another 20, 30 years, you're going to see why. As I was brought up to believe if you commit suicide, you're going to hell. That's it. Black and white, cut and dried, you're going to hell. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. And I don't believe a lot of things I was brought up to believe. Because until you're there, until you're in such excruciating pain, either physically or mentally, you cannot stand it anymore. And it could be physical pain. It could be just chronic. No doctor can put an end to it until you're there. Let's not be so quick to judge people. And let's just, again, I say, and I told Craig one time, I said, you know what? Part of the problem is that you were allowed to be put in, you were misplaced. You were allowed to be put on the air in a prime spot in a fairly decent-sized market, doing something you have no business doing, playing country music. He was not a country guy. He wasn't a country music guy. But when somebody throws you a bone, and it's a big one, big salary, big call letters, and you're gonna run with it. But at a certain point, you need to see all the signs that this is headed not in the right direction. It's destined to fail because he also hosted on TV that goofy line dancing thing.
Right.
Was it Wild Country or whatever that thing is? And I used to watch that and go, holy mackerel, if there's anybody I'm looking at who doesn't belong in this room, it's Greg Cornette. He looks like he should be hosting American Idol. And he could have. If everything had, the twists and turns had been different, I guarantee he could have done a better job than Carson Daly does on that voice.
Right.
Holy cow, is that guy a dud? I mean, just to me, I don't see where he is the shining light in any way of that show. Craig could have done that. He could have. And I don't know what all happened. I don't know where the first wrong turn was. But let's just use this and learn from it. And the next time, you know, I remember when Bob Richards committed suicide, the weather guy. Oh, my goodness. The nasty, hateful stuff that people said. You didn't know what was in his head. Did he have a bunch of girlfriends? Yeah. Okay, was he married? Yeah. Are you perfect? No. You ever done anything nobody knows you did? Yeah, I have, you have. It just didn't end up that way for us. So that's it. The sermon's over, and sorry. Thank you for, you know, letting me say what I want to say about Craig Cornette and to Channel 5. He didn't work at WIL. Check your facts. If he did, it was for 5 minutes, and I don't think he ever did. And to the guy who did the interview, next time somebody comes and interviews you about somebody who has died under some black, dark, sad circumstances, maybe you don't have to say he had a temper. We all have a temper. It's just different degrees. It takes different levels of things to bring it out. I have a temper. I have a bad temper. Nobody here has ever seen it. Have you ever seen it? Really? Tell the truth.
No.
No, I don't bring it here. My family has seen it. We all are capable of that. Okay. I just don't think that's something that you need to say about somebody. So we're going to take a break. I'm going to try to keep the ship floating and make a little money, and then we'll take your calls. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Sorry that wasn't funny, but it wasn't meant to be funny. Rest in peace, Craig Cornette. American Equity Mortgage for 20 years has helped keep this show on the air. We thank them for that, and we thank all of you who have gone to American Equity Mortgage to get the mortgage you needed for the house you wanted, to get the second mortgage, to get the loan on the equity in your house, to get money for things that you wanted. And maybe not things you wanted, but things you wanted to get rid of, like credit card debt. They're good at that. They've been good at it for a long time. AmericanEquity.com is their website, and it's the phone number. I want to make sure that you don't mess up and call any other similar number, because only this number will get you to American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. American Equity Mortgage.
All right, let's check the highways with Tim Weiland. Tim?
Dan?
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Kind of weird hearing your voice instead of Tina's. Well, where Tina, is the lovely Tina Dalbier?
Tina had a root
canal. Throwing up.
Throwing up.
Yeah. She's throwing up probably even as we
right
speak.
Now.
She's in such pain.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
So there you go. Now do you feel bad?
I should feel bad. She said, I can't come in. I'm turning around going home. I'm sick. And I said, you think this is too strong, Tim? I said, okay, you're fired. You think that was too much? I may rethink.
No, don't sugarcoat it, okay? Hey, they've cleared that stalled vehicle on northbound 55 at 44, so the lanes are open. There's no delays there. Coming into downtown, though, boy, what a mess. You're pretty well backed up on 5570. Once you get over the Poplar Street Bridge, you're going to have that slowdown until you get past 14th Street. And on southbound 270, just getting a little bit busy now between Manchester and Dorney Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by the 2012 Kia Forte. It's the uncompromising compact, so if you'd like to learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiastlouis.com. For details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Goodman. I'd like to welcome to the KTRS family Martin Kilcoyne, weekdays from noon to 3 on the Big 550 KTRS, beginning Monday, May 14th.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Is your house stuck in the 80s? Time to turn your kitchen and bath into a remodel to the 21st century. Callier & Thompson is the company to call. Why? First of all, they've been around for 55 years. They're experts at the latest in all the new styles. But more importantly, they stick to your budget. What do I mean? You sit down with their certified kitchen and bath designers. They come up with a budget. You together come up with a budget, come up with a plan, and then Callier & Thompson will make sure that budget is adhered to. At the end, you can tell everybody that you use Callier & Thompson. They're synonymous with quality, and you'll know that they stayed within the budget. It's time to leave the 80s behind. It's time to join the 21st century. Brand new kitchen, brand new bath, and add value to your home with one simple phone call to Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. Check out their showroom just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester, or CallierandThompson.com. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths.
When was the last time you searched for yourself online? I did, and in less than 5 minutes, I couldn't believe the amount of private information that could be found and bought by anyone. Information like my children's name, my political and religious views, my relatives and birth date, and even photos of my house. I felt so violated, and I wanted to do something to protect myself. So I got a free online identity diagnosis at 123DeleteMe.com. 123DeleteMe.com removed more of my information from more sites more thoroughly than anyone else. Plus, they send me a report every few months so I can see exactly where my information is and what's been deleted. I feel good knowing my information isn't out there for identity thieves or anyone else looking to get their hands on it. Your personal information is yours, so protect it. Take the first step now by learning how to delete your information today. For your free online identity diagnosis, go to 123DeleteMe.com. That's 123DeleteMe.com.
Warning, this very minute, someone may be hacking into your PC, stealing your personal information, and infecting your hard drive with viruses.
Getting my computer hacked and my credit card info stolen was the worst experience ever. The invasion of privacy, collection agencies treating me like a criminal.
If you think your computer is safe with antivirus software alone, think again. Unless you have both antivirus and firewall security, you're in serious danger. The good news is you can download combined antivirus and firewall security absolutely free at GetZoneAlarm.com, the technology major companies rely on, the firewall 80 million people trust. Free at GetZoneAlarm.com. No charges ever.
I went to GetZoneAlarm.com the instant I heard about it, and I'm telling everyone else to do the same. I would never go without the safety of their protection again.
Your computer is constantly under attack. Protect yourself in one quick, free download from the experts in security. Go to www.GetZoneAlarm.com now. That's GetZoneAlarm.com.
Jim is 38. Mortgage, married, three great kids. He wants to protect his family with a $500,000 term life insurance policy. What do you think it will cost him? $100 a month? $60? $40? Actually, none of the above. Jim is in excellent health and can get a 10-year $500,000 policy through SelectQuote for under $18 a month. Jim's wife, Deirdre, 36 and also in great health, can get a 10-year $500,000 policy for under $16 a month. See how much you can save.
For a free quote, call 1-800-600-6754. That's 1-800-600-6754. 1-800-600-6754. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What happens when you get a better interest rate?
Get to a better place.
You get to a better place in your life. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Right now, rates and APRs are in the threes. That's right, the threes. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Take advantage of these historically low rates. Getting to a better place financially is just a phone call away. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Don't put it off. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage, named one of the top 100 mortgage companies in America 2011 by Mortgage Executive Magazine. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Party music. Celebrating the stretch of weather we're about to experience together. Off to the phones we go, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. You can talk about anything you want. George Goober Lindsay's dead at 83.
Yeah.
What a funny, funny guy. Here we go. Let's start with Mike. Mike, how are you?
Hi, Frank. Hi, gang. First and foremost, Mike.
We appreciate that.
I told Dan when I called in, Frank, just today's show hit me right between the eyes. Because that happened to me on a personal level twice, and it was disastrous. I'll send you an email. I'm not going to bore you with that.
Well, but you meaning that you were accused of something you either didn't do or people just didn't understand the circumstance.
Exactly. The second point is, what works for me is I made some transformations, and I got a thing on Facebook the other day. It was beautiful. It says, I don't know if you saw the special on how they make a samurai sword.
I did not see that.
They heat it, they take the iron, they pound it by hand, they fold it in half, heated, pounded, my hand folded in half. They do this, I forgot, it's a ritual. And they do it many, 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 many times, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they get to the end, and they polish it, and they test it on the human head. And if it doesn't cut off, in one swoop, back in the fire it goes.
Wait, who's the poor sucker that gets it tested on?
Yeah.
Who do they test it on to cut their head off?
Back then they used people, but now they use straw.
Oh, thank goodness.
But the beauty is, at the end, in one fell swoop, it must cut off the head, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the Facebook page says, build your samurai sword. Test it, test it, test it, test it. And when it passes the final test, you name it, and you name it kindness.
Yeah, that's very good. That's very good. This thing that happened to you, is it over?
Oh, yeah.
And let me say, I'll bet you this is when you found out who your friends were.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. People turn on you. They'll turn on you in a second.
One of them, I avoided disaster. The second one, I had to go to court for like ever. And a similar situation as the guy you talked about earlier. And I was totally innocent.
Yeah.
But I did what my attorney did and did the same thing he did. And from that point forward, I changed the way I did things.
You know, the interesting thing about this justice system is when somebody pleads guilty, the world automatically thinks, well, scumbag, pled guilty. When they don't understand how the system works. Sometimes
don't ever confuse the justice system with justice.
Yeah, equality.
Good point. Mike, thank you for the call.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. Sir, I don't deserve that. Mm. Jacob, you're up. How are you?
Hi, Frank. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Jacob. Everybody.
AM and the PM.
Thank you very much.
I recently had a cousin who passed away from a tragic gun hunting accident in Indiana, and I started a nonprofit foundation off of his name with his parents' consent. And in building the website, I was reading news articles and had to go back and find that. It was very painful. But just some of the comments, like you said, there shouldn't be any comments after news articles, especially tragic ones or something like that, because there's just so many misinformed people who didn't know the family, who didn't know anything about what happened or who was out there. You know, unfortunately, only God knows what actually happened out there. But, you know, he passed away when he was 15 years young, and people are just making gross generalizations and assumptions and not knowing a thing one about what's going on.
Yeah, this is one part of the social media crap that we can control. I believe in freedom of speech, but there's no law that says you have to allow these mean, nasty cowards to post hateful things that hurt people and hurt them deeper than you can ever imagine they hurt them.
And these kids that kill themselves,
these kids that kill themselves over stuff like this, and then people say, well, they would have done it anyway, they were weak. Why would you want to be a part of pushing them to that point?
Right, and the whole thing about my cousin was he was out deer hunting, and again, he died from a tragic gun accident. And
was he alone, or was he hunting with somebody?
He was hunting with my cousin-in-law.
Okay.
What happened was is that the gun was being lowered out of the tree stand by my cousin-in-law. My cousin grabbed the barrel and said, I got it. And my cousin-in-law was turned around to get out of the tree stand, and the gun went off. And unfortunately, he didn't make it.
But the guy who did has to live with this.
Right. He does.
And I'm sure there are people, gun haters, people who don't like hunting. Well, that's what you get for hunting. That should be a lesson to everybody. We don't need to be killing innocent animals. That kind of crap.
Exactly. And, Frank, just like you said, it took every ounce of restraint that I had not to reply back to these people who just didn't know thing one.
Well, you don't know who you're replying back to anyway because they're cowards. You don't really know who they are.
All right. Exactly.
Great example, Jacob.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. The audience from this point on is driving the show, folks, not me. Turn it any direction you want, but I think there's some great lessons to be learned here. Every once in a while, 3 hours can't be just entirely funny, and I think, you know, we learn sometimes from this stuff. Lorraine, how are you?
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you very much.
I came in on the middle of the program, and I always try to turn you on in the afternoon. And
you're turning me on right now.
It's working.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm new here to Missouri, so I'm not sure. Or in St. Louis area, who was the gentleman? Was he in radio?
He was a morning personality at one of the two country stations in town for quite a while, and then he was fired. He was moved away and then brought back and then fired. This is can be a brutal business. They can sometimes give you the impression that you're doing so well, we're going to send you down to another market, and then that's not going well, but they bring you back and go, that's okay, you come back here, everything's fine, we reinstate you full, and then they fire you. And it's just, I'm sure other businesses are, it's business.
And what was the gentleman's name? I didn't
Craig. His name was Craig Cornett.
Oh. Yeah. And you know, it just seems like, you know, this gentleman didn't have a very good support group. I mean, that he had to take his life.
No, I don't think he did.
Because, you know, he should have had people rally around him when he was in that kind of trouble.
You know what? People can say what they want to about church, and I've got my criticisms about organized religion in certain churches, but I'll tell you this about people of faith and people who are part of a group like that. There's your support group. And for as hypocritical as these people can be, sometimes the church people, especially in smaller towns, man, when something happens, those people are there. And the pies are baked, and the people are visiting, and nobody is going to leave you alone to do something that you might not have to do.
And it's a shame that the gentleman, you know, had to resort to that sort of thing. Because he didn't have the support, and he didn't have, and when you see that kind of stuff, the internet and all that, you know, that's hurtful, and you know, that's hard to deal with.
Well, and I don't care what anybody says about this. Well, they were headed that way anyway. They weren't stable.
Oh, that's not.
That's BS. You play a part when you do that. You play a part in pushing somebody over that edge.
Yeah, and you know, I was listening, and I thought, well, whoever this, you know, this person did not have the support that he needed.
I agree. Yeah. All right, Lorraine, thank you for the call. When did you move to St. Louis?
About a year ago.
What do you think?
I like St. Louis. I like it here.
Don't we have great warm winters here?
Yeah.
Don't think that's the norm.
Yeah, don't get too used to that.
I understand you're changing some of your format.
No, we don't change. This station's rock solid. We don't change format.
I mean, people
are... Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
No, here, here's what's happening. We got a new guy coming on a week from today who will be our opening act. He's on from noon to three. His name is Martin Kilcoin. So give him a chance. And
what's his name, Martin?
Martin Kilcoin.
Kilcoin.
And what a new...
What happened to JC?
He's not here anymore.
Oh, okay. See, I missed... Well, what, and then so at night, are they changing the sports?
Well, we're not really completely sure about how that's going to work, but John Carney is coming on board here, and he will be on in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I know you don't know who that is, but he's been at it a long time. Give him a chance to.
Give him a chance to. Okay.
All right.
All righty.
Okay, Lorraine.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Can I grab one more?
Mm-hmm.
I think we have time. Ed, how are you?
Hey, Frank, one of my pet peeves is I read the little newspaper out here and people put rattle on about stuff in there, but they won't. They say, oh, I'm not signing my name.
Coward.
No, it's a coward. That, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm way over 6 foot tall and way over 200 pounds, and I can stand flat foot and crap in a dump truck. But if I was 5 foot tall, I'd put my name on anything I wrote.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. You know, it's just a coward that does something like that.
Well, this whole social networking internet thing has created a whole new door they've opened to allow people to hide behind email names, Twitter, and, you know.
And the sad part is a lot of them do it just for the negative reinforcement. They don't really even have a passion, a passion for what they're saying. They're saying it just to get other people to go, how dare you say that? They enjoy it.
It's like,
it's like the
kid that likes to start a fight. Yeah. They want to start a fight. There's just,
yeah, well, that's the way they do it, though. I go on a Facebook every once in a while. My daughter created things.
And I got no problem with Facebook. Facebook, a lot of businesses, my goodness, they probably are still able to be in business because of Facebook. And it's a way for people to reconnect. I get all that. What I don't get is the people, and there are lots of them, who feel good about somebody else's horrible tragedy. It makes them feel better. Ah, good for them. I'm glad he went down and not me. And they just couldn't stand that somebody was doing something they weren't able to do or making it, and they couldn't make it. I appreciate the call, Ed.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I never heard that expression before. Flat-footed, I could crap in a dump. I could stand flat-footed and crap in a dump. You don't hear that every day.
I'm trying to picture it in my head.
You do not hear that every day. Do I need the break?
Yes.
I was at First Community Credit Union today, and I put a little money in, took a little money out, and then I went upstairs and I paid a visit to the lovely Laura Allfelt and the lovely Glenn Barks, who's the president of First Community Credit Union. And I say that, you know, not in a sexual way. It's hard not to love somebody when they are as big a part of this show as First Community Credit Union is, and when you feel good about having them as a sponsor because of the way they do business. I don't get to catch the yard sale very often, but I caught it Saturday. Pretty good chunk of it. And Paul Warner has not lost his ability to be corny and so unfunny that he's funny. He had a woman on the phone from Shrewsbury who wanted to sell something. He goes, where are you from, hon? She says, Shrewsbury. He says, oh, on a hot summer day, nothing better than a bowl of ice cream covered with Shrewsberries. And I just thought, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, but I laughed.
But, oh, yeah, you can't help it.
You can't help it. So I stopped in just to thank them again for their tremendous support of this show and of the yard sale on Saturday. And I thank you. All of you. And I get emails from people regularly. I got one last week from a guy. He's made 5 changes in his life. He's got a new dentist, Balanced Dental Care, got a new vehicle, John Landahl, changed his banking with First Community. And there were 2 other things. Oh, when Schaefer had some bodywork done. And I just thought, man, I love this guy. This is the perfect listener. So we thank you, and we thank, of course, people like First Community Credit Union. And I want to mention real quickly, for you motorcycle people, and I have, not bragging about this, but I do know the exact number. In my life, I've owned 16 motorcycles.
Ooh.
Had my first one at 16 years of age. And I don't have any broken bones or anything, and I'm not like Gary Busey. I don't have brain damage. May is motorcycle month. at First Community Credit Union, and they have rates as low as 2.99% on motorcycle loans. A lot of the world ignores motorcyclists. Oh, motorcyclists. They think of, you know, Hell's Angels and gangs. The truth is, a lot of really upstanding citizens, decent people, fun-loving people love motorcycles, love to ride them. And First Community Credit Union gets that, and they'd be happy to talk to you about a motorcycle loan. Also, auto loan rates, if you qualify, as low as 1.99%. And if you close on a car loan at one of their branches, you are automatically entered into a drawing for Cardinal tickets. So there you go. Couple of more reasons why this is such a great place to bank. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Let's have a quick look at the highways with Tim Weiland. Tim.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Well, we're just looking a little bit slow on southbound 270, and that's as you approach Doherty Ferry. We've got a stalled vehicle on eastbound 70 at Salisbury, and this report's brought to you by Hallmark. This Mother's Day, Walgreens makes finding the perfect Hallmark card easy. With great parking and short lines, you're sure to find the right Hallmark card in no time. Stop by and pick up your Hallmark card today. Shopping simplified. With Walgreens, there's a way. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you want to relieve your joint discomfort, why wouldn't you try the joint supplement that's the number one seller in GNC stores? Especially since right now, you can get a complimentary two-week sample just by calling 1-800-700-9884. Instaflex is GNC's number one seller because it's the first complete joint relief solution scientifically designed to help you feel better fast. Instaflex has everything you need to start feeling relief in just a few days. And right now, you can receive a complimentary two-week sample just by calling 1-800-700-9884. With its advanced, clinically researched ingredients, fast-acting Instaflex has everything you need to start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Everything, that is, except a price tag. Get your complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex now while supplies last. Instaflex is the number one joint solution at GNC and available at Rite Aid too. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-700-9884. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-700-9884.
KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550, and KTRS.com.
From ABC News.